Should I leave this as a voicemail if he doesn't answer or no? No good? No?
No, that's fine.
Oh, really? I hope it doesn't answer. Poor Dave, man. Just needs...
Thank you for calling Deck and Railing Solutions DuraDeck. Please visit our website.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
This is Dave Ritchie.
Hey Dave, it's Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Well, Pete, how are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you here. You know, we were trying every which way to get this thing done and funded, but you know, the underwriters got back to me looking at your cash flow. They were unable to extend an approval at this time, but what we are going to do though is we're going to follow up with you every 30 days to see where you're at. Just you know, if you get another bank, it's pretty much just so you can get one more month of bank statements in, and then it'll just improve your cash flow situation, like what you look like on paper. And you know, we'll be able to revisit the application. This happens, unfortunately, sometimes. But good thing is, we don't have to run your credit again. We don't have to gather any more info. If you just send another bank statement over in another 30 days when you get June, we'll be able to reprocess this and see if we can get you approved here again, all right?
How far out were we?
I'm not sure on the exact numbers.
Oh, they didn't, you know?
Yeah, it was just an issue with the... just having not really enough cash flow, which I understand. It seems like kind of frustrating because it's catch 22 because you needed this for the cash flow. So
yeah,
I know.
I
know exactly. It sucks. Yeah. I haven't really had to do this before. I haven't had this situation really come up. I've been here for about 2 years and
we're special.
Yeah. But yeah, and I feel bad too, but you know, what we are going to do is I really am going to stay on top of this, and next time your bank statements come in, you know, it should be coming in, you know, pretty soon here for the June, and we'll see what we can do
couple
as far
weeks,
as yeah, a couple weeks out. So it's not even 30 days really. And yeah, once
maybe,
I get that
just send me a reminder so I don't forget.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah, I got
cool.
You. How's this month looking though? You looking to have a good month, hopefully?
Well, we just signed 3 more contracts, so I guess that's all dependent on, our cash flow would be a lot better if some of the people that we just put liens on would pay.
Yeah. How many?
$215,000 is a lot of money out of our little, so...
Yeah, if you have that coming in, that'll really help you out here. It's just, we just gotta paint the picture, you know, the best that we can to, like, show that you're bringing in what you are, because I understand, you it shows that you're, you know, making these deposits into the account. The problem is you're just taking out the same exact amount. So it's like...
That is an issue.
I know. But we're going to keep on this, Dave. You know, I don't want to lose your business here, you know. I'm trying to stay in it, keep a relationship with you, and, you know, I really want to try and get this done for you, because you're cranking out projects left and right here. I can't believe you had 14 out already, you just got another 3, does it make 17 out now?
Yeah, and we're working on one for Dr. McCool, it'd probably be about $60,000.
Ooh, that's a big patio.
That we've been working on since, it's over 1,300 square feet, and it's... waterproofing and railing, which is what we specialize in. So,
Yep.
So, appreciate your giving back to me, and then we'll just move forward if we can in the future.
Oh, 100%. No problem, Dave.
Good.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll give you a call in about maybe right after 4th of July. How about that?
Sure. Sounds great. Thanks.
Take care, man. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. You bet.